Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hi guys, this is Tom Hallett from the Learn, Grow, Succeed leadership podcast. Thanks for tuning in again, and I hope this is going to provide some real value while you're cooking your tea or driving to work or whenever you listen to your podcasts. So recently I wrote a blog around the 5-hour rule, and this is a book that looks at strategies for learning and the importance of dedicating time to learning every single day. There are so many really famous and successful people out there that put a lot of their success down to this 5-hour rule of learning. People like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, they all use it to enhance their knowledge and skills. What we'll do is we'll put a link in the transcript for this podcast if you fancy a read yourself. But anyway, while I was writing, it made me think about the intrinsic value of lifelong learning and how truly embracing lifelong learning and doing something every single day can help develop and grow a leadership ability. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk about how embracing lifelong learning in whatever format works for you is crucial to success. I suspect it's a topic that will really resonate, seeing as if you're listening to me right now, you probably are embracing lifelong learning. Firstly, though, if you're new here, welcome. Really good to have as many people on board to listen to this Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. By the way, before I start, you will always find a transcript of our podcast over on the XL Communications website if you want to read it in a bit more detail. And over the last few years, we've run a whole host of leadership training webinars. And if you'd like access to them, then also head over to www.xlcommunications.com. There's all sorts of resources over there for you to help on your learning journeys. So let's get into today's subject, lifelong learning. So first up, what do I mean by lifelong learning? Does it make you think of classroom-based instruction or long hours at corporate training day? I mean, this can be part of it because it does logically form part of lifelong learning, and I'll go into this a bit more in a moment. Lifelong learning also incorporates self-initiated education, focusing on personal development. For example, you're listening to this podcast, so therefore you're engaging in some sort of lifelong learning. This kind of voluntary learning achieves really positive results because you get to choose what you learn, when you learn it, and how you learn it. Again, that is why you've chosen to listen to this podcast. It's your choice, and therefore you've got that appetite to learn. So what are the benefits of lifelong learning? Well, I mean, ultimately, every single person on this planet every day is a lifelong learner. They will, as you go through a day in life, you will learn something new. And that's pretty much guaranteed. Whether it's useful or not, different question. But you will learn something as you go through life every single day. But for leaders, an innate sense of curiosity often drives them to want to expand on this natural evolution of knowledge in their brain. They want to amplify and increase their knowledge much, much faster than day-to-day life gives them. And this provides the benefit of not just a better understanding of themselves and others, making them better at leading their team, but it also offers huge personal fulfillment and just a level of knowledge and just, you know, brain capacity to be able to explore new and exciting things, which can lead to a more fulfilled life, but also, you know, huge jumps in business performance. I mean, Elon Musk came up with SpaceX. He didn't know how to build a rocket at the time. He wasn't an engineer, a rocket engineer, but his thirst and desire to move forward and move society forward is what made SpaceX come to life. So lifelong learning enables you to develop your natural interest and curiosity to learn new things, and explore new options, to become more creative. And these are all traits of great leaders. So clearly learning at work is a key part of this. The knowledge economy in today's workplace is moving at an ever-increasing pace, And therefore, lifelong learning is seen by many organisations as a core component of employee development. And indeed, it should be a core component of employee development for all organisations. Work-based lifelong learning is for all employees, from leaders to temps. It's critical to ensure that everyone has access to continuous opportunities and so that businesses can evolve and innovate. A survey by the Pew Research Center found that about 87% of workers believe it is essential for them to get training and develop new skills throughout their working life to keep up with future trends in the workplace. For the individual, work-based learning often leads to formal qualifications or other educational credentials which are directly related to their role. And it provides an opportunity for career progression as well as the ability to remain flexible and agile in their current job role. I'm a great example of this. I wanted to progress in my last business and what can I do this? And I started an MBA, and that meant that I got to apply everything I did in my day job, learn new things constantly, and then apply them back into my role. It made me better at my role, as well as fulfilling me as a person and as a professional. So for your organisation, it enables the business to remain competitive and relevant in an increasingly competitive marketplace. It means you'll have the people and the ability to stay ahead of the competition and just generally to prosper. So it's not just work-based learning we're talking about here, though. It's all about things you might do out of work, about personal learning. This is more about recognising your own goals and interests. It could choose to focus on passions or plans for the future, such as learning a language to enable you to apply for an international job role, or so that you can go on holiday somewhere really cool but be able to talk to the locals in their own tongue. It might be so that you can improve public speaking, so you can help gain a promotion. It could be a million and one things. It's all very personal to an individual. It can still be directly related to your current role. For example, you might choose to further develop soft skills such as critical thinking, communication, emotional intelligence. Leadership's probably up there, seeing as you're listening to me speaking right now. As well as it making you a more rounded individual. Honing these skills will help you become a better leader. We look to leaders not only for the characteristics that they portray in that position, but we want them to show us that we can move to new, better, more advanced places. And lifelong learning is one critical tool for doing this. So if you commit to lifelong learning, it will enable you to become more focused, motivated, organized, relevant, and all sorts of other things depending on what learning it is you do. It will provide you new ideas, new and different ways of thinking and interacting with others. These are all excellent skills for any leader. And again, I go back to the Elon Musks, the Barack Obamas, the Warren Buffetts of this world, who all openly talk about how that no matter how busy they are, even when running the United States of America, Barack Obama still found an hour a day to read. So what lessons can we learn from all this? Well, the bottom line is that lifelong learning is essential to all of us to survive fundamentally, but for leaders, it allows us to excel and become better and therefore make our teams and those around us even better as well. Leaders are primarily teachers. Your role as a leader is to nurture, strengthen, inform, inspire your team to move forward on their career pathways. And a leader who embraces lifelong learning, everything that lifelong learning has to offer, will be able to demonstrate and innovate a relevant, thoughtful, and expedient leadership style that will benefit everyone they come into contact with. So, I can't emphasize enough, learning something every day, whether it's a 10-minute podcast like you're listening to right now, through to going on more formal development programs, it is critical to making sure as people we stay ahead of the curve and get ahead of the competition in a work situation. So I hope that's given you some sort of insight into the importance of learning and maybe inspired you to go out and listen to a few more podcasts or pick up a couple of books or even book onto that next program in presenting or whatever it might be to take you to that next level. So I'll leave you with that and look forward to you tuning in again on the next podcast. Thanks for listening.